News of over 1,000 unmarked graves of children found at an Indigenous residential school in Canada hit home for members of the Eastern Band of Cherokee in the mountains of western North Carolina. This year's Miss Cherokee, Amy West, requested support from the Tribal Council this month for an event in honor of the children found at places like the Kamloops Residential School in British Columbia.
That's 1,500 tribal members, children, speakers that our community has lost. And so this hits very close to home with me.
West says her great-grandmother attended Carlisle Indian School in Pennsylvania. This school is well known as the first Native American boarding school founded by Colonel Richard Pratt, whose motto was "Kill the Indian, save the man." There are 186 marked graves on the grounds of students who died while attending the school, according to the Carlisle Indian School Project. The Canadian schools were modeled after Carlisle. Indigenous children who were forced to attend had their hair cut, were given English names, and were not allowed to speak their native languages.
Just knowing that my great-grandmother went through Carlisle and they have found a grave there, unmarked, that could have been any of us.
The search for unmarked graves in Canada follows the country's Truth and Reconciliation Commission. It started in 2007, and a year later, Canada formally apologized for its implementation of residential schools. In the United States, there are thought to be over 350 schools attended by tens of thousands of Indigenous children. West hopes to bring attention to this issue.
I just thought that this was something that I could do to at least honor them, you know, get the word out, because this is important. Not many schools besides Carlisle have been searched in the United States.
Last month, U.S. Secretary of the Interior Deb Haaland announced the Federal Indian Boarding School Initiative. It will look at the legacy of federal boarding school policies and the thousands of children who were taken, including Haaland's own grandparents. A report is expected next year. I'm Lily Knapp, BPR News.